right now we are going to a Southern perspective with the mayor of Lafayette, Louisiana, Mayor Joey Durrell. Mayor Durrell, are you with us?
I'm here.
Thank you very much for joining us on election night from Lafayette, Louisiana.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Thank you, and we are glad to have you. And CNN, let me start by giving some background on Mayor Durrell for those that do not know. He is the mayor and city parish president of Lafayette, Louisiana, and he is the second Republican mayor of Lafayette. And he will be providing us with the Southern perspective of Election Night 2012. And I'm going to jump right into things now. And CNN has called the election because of the electoral vote. How are you and the people of Lafayette feeling about this?
Well, first of all, I will give you my perspective, not the Southern perspective, but it's only my opinion. But obviously, I'm disappointed. As a father, as a parent, as a business person, I worry a lot about the future of the country and the direction this has been taking us the last several years. But, you know, I'm also a little hopeful in that the election being as close as it has been, that potentially President Obama might move a little bit more to the center, such as Bill Clinton did, and maybe end up being a more successful president.
And I apologize, I misspoke. I meant to say a Southern perspective, not the Southern perspective.
My
apologies on that. But you say you are worried about the country's future. What about President Obama actually makes you worry? Because other Republicans have said that as well.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. How much? Let's just say you make $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Next year, go out and spend $300,000. And they do the same thing the next year, and the same thing the next year, and the same thing the next year. And how is it that people don't understand that while we're talking about trillions of dollars, you're still talking about reality? And the reality of it is someone is going to get burdened with this debt. And I know it's going to be my children and my grandchildren that are going to get burdened. And I worry a lot about, there are consequences for these things. There are consequences, and I'm not even smart enough to know what those consequences are, but I know what the direction they have taken us is impossible to sustain. It is impossible, and I don't know how anybody can talk otherwise. I also worry a little bit about a president who talks about voting for revenge. You know, I'm hoping that maybe with the election tonight being as close as it is, that maybe he will see that, you know, he's got an entire country that he's got to deal with and he's got to work for. And, you know, maybe it'll humble him a little bit. But, you know, it worries me a lot. I mean, I don't understand it enough, but I know you can't spend 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 or 15 times more money than you have. And somehow there is logic involved with that.
Were you concerned at all? I don't mean to interrupt, but I want to ask a question on the point you just made. Were you concerned at all when President Bush put two wars on the credit card and spent money we didn't have?
Well, sure. I mean, who would want to go to war? You know, probably the most difficult decision he had to make in his whole life.
Okay.
You know, and Obama has done twice as much as Bush did in 4 years that Bush did in 8 years. You know, so Bush didn't do necessarily a great job fiscally himself, but doubling what Bush did in 4 years that Bush took 8 years to do doesn't make it okay.
But don't you believe that an argument from President Obama would be that he had to spend money to help get the country out of a recession?
No, I don't believe that. It hasn't proven its results. It hasn't done it, and it's still a debt that we've got to pay.
Okay.
And I don't see how. I worry that we're borrowing money from China. I'm worried about the dependency that we have. I'm worried that he's got this ideology of wind energy and solar energy and all those kinds of wonderful sounding things, and is making us, instead of making us less dependent on foreign oil, is wanting to create jobs. He's preventing the oil pipeline from coming into the United States and drilling in places that we could get more oil for America and getting ourselves less dependent, creating jobs. The ideology, I think, works against what he says. You know, if he wants to create jobs, there are ways. I have the lowest unemployment in my city of any place in the state of Louisiana and probably most places in America. We're at 4% right now. We've got the sixth fastest growing economy in America, the sixth fastest growing middle class in America. We're number one in wage growth in America. You know, we have a lot of good things going for us. And, you know, a lot of that is based on the oil and gas industry. I mean, it's something that you need, that I need, that the president needs, and he's given more tax breaks to these alternative energy industries than he wants to give to by a lot than the oil and gas industry gets. You know, this doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I'm very glad you brought up the unemployment rate, because I have in front of me right now the BLS report from Lafayette, Louisiana, going back from 2012 to 2002. And the preliminary numbers in September of 2012 were 4.1% unemployment for Lafayette, Louisiana. In 2011, that number was 5.5% for unemployment rate in Lafayette, Louisiana. Do you believe, being a Republican governor, do you believe that...
Mayor, I'm sorry.
That's what I mean. Being a Republican mayor, do you still support Governor Romney as much, even though it was under President Obama that that your city's unemployment rate went down?
Oh, sure. Our unemployment went way down despite President Obama. I mean, there's been a policy he put in place that helped Lafayette. In fact, he caused a moratorium to happen, if you remember, for deep water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, that actually caused a lot of people not to necessarily become unemployed, although many did, and many industries went under, many businesses went under. But a lot of the people that worked, that lived here, had to go to Africa to stay employed because they moved these rigs around, the companies were able to keep them, but they had to take them away from their families. So, you know, Obama did absolutely nothing for the unemployment rate in Lafayette, Louisiana. Like I said, what we did over here and what happened over here was despite the president. I can't think of a single policy he put in place that made that happen.
Okay, and I want to go back to talking about your city. What is the feeling in the city right now?
Well, I mean, I haven't. The truth is, I flew in from Dallas about a half an hour ago, so I wasn't here today at all. But I had to absentee vote before I left. We had a bond rating trip that we had to go on. But, I mean, I will tell you this. The last thing that I saw is Romney will carry Lafayette by the tune of about 64%. Maybe close to 65%. So, I mean, Lafayette is a very, very conservative town, and again, with what the president has done to the oil and gas industry and what the kind of actions that he took, doesn't make him a real popular president in our area.
Okay, and what do you believe is going to happen after tonight? Being involved in politics, what do you believe the next step is?
Well, I mean, the next step is that you hope that there are people around the president that go to him and say, you know, you survived it, you made it, and you have an opportunity to go out as a great president, as someone who is, will embrace trying to do something for, you know, to make America better, not specific people in America, not specific sort of groups in America, but look at America. How do you make America great? I mean, how do you make America the best it can be? And, you know, hopefully, he will do what Bill Clinton did, and, you know, who became a very popular president, and will move a little bit more to the right. America is pretty much a, you know, right-leaning, slightly right-leaning country. And I think if President Obama, while he can't lean to the right, you know, maybe he can straighten up a little bit and lean a little bit more towards the right. And I think if he does that, he can improve his presidency.
Okay, thank you.
And of course, all of that leads to what I believe will make America a better place.
Okay, thank you very much for that input, Mayor. And I'll let you get back to your evening. It's late down there in Lafayette,
yeah,
Louisiana.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Sure.
You're welcome.
Bye.